Today is a special Audio Boo Saturday poetry presentation of the Hoi Polloi Reception by Adrian Mole. It was produced by my late and most respected voiceover coach. He was one of England's best, I believe, Bernard Shaw. The music was recently added by myself, courtesy of Katu. Adrian Albert Mole is one of Britain's most beloved fictional characters. He's the brainchild of novelist Sue Townsend. Enjoy!
The food stood on the table. The drink stood on the bar. The crisps lay in the glass dish, twixt the gherkins and the jar. The poets were expected. The artists had sent word. The pianists and flautists were bringing lemon curd. The novelists were traveling from dim and distant lands. The journalists were trekking o'er deep and shifting sands. The hoi polloi stood standing outside the party room, which glowed with invitation like a 20-year-old womb. Yet they dared not cross the portal to taste the waiting feast, for fear of what would happen if they dared to cross the beast. The hoi polloi grew weary and sat upon the floor and told each other stories until the clock struck four. They drew each other pictures. One person sang a song, but was careful at the end to say, "Of course, they won't be long." The artists and the poets and the people who write books, the musicians and the journalists and the nouvelle cuisine cooks sent word they couldn't make it. They couldn't leave the town. They were meeting VIPs for drinks and couldn't make it down. The gherkins went untasted. The crisps were never crunched. The chablis kept his cork in. The twiglets went unmunched. But still, the people waited for 100 million days. And just to help pass the time, they wrote and acted plays. They carved a pretty pattern on the panel of the door. They painted lovely pictures on the coldly concrete floor. They sang in pretty harmony about the epic wait. Then, hush, was that a car we heard? Was that a creaking gate? Is the sculptors on the gravel? Is the poet's wild eyes? Quick, open wide the door to let the journalists inside. Oh, welcome to our party. We thought you'd never come. So sad we ate the food, though. We haven't left a crumb. For in the time of waiting, the hoi polloi grew brave. They went into the room and took the things they craved. And the poets and the sculptors and the artists and the cooks and the women good at music and the men who wrote the books and the journalists and actors and the people trained to sing stood waiting ever after for the party to begin.
This production was brought to you by Stefania Lintonbon. You can find me on Twitter as @AudioMysteryTime, and that's T-Y-M for time. Music courtesy of Katu. You can subscribe to this podcast via Audioboo or iTunes. Our website address is www.stephsvoice4u.co.uk. www.stephsvoiceforyou.co.uk. We'll be back next week with the next chapter of the Mystery Adventures of Violet Strange. Bye!